Career in English Tour at AUA. On Saturday morning, we kicked off Post Publishing's Career in English Tour at the AUA Language Center in Bangkok. The program is a joint activity run by our M2F job department and our own learning channel. Since a high level of English language proficiency and landing a good job often go together in Thailand, it is natural that these two departments work closely together. The participants for my session on Saturday morning were largely students and teachers from local schools and universities. I began the program with an overview of our learning channel and advice on how to use it to help job seekers improve their English while keeping up on the latest news at the same time. The news is an excellent source of material for serious English learners because they can learn a lot in a short amount of time, and they often already have background on many of the stories from the Thai language media. The learning channel aims to make the process as easy as possible for these learners. We read the stories for them to hear and download, and we define vocabulary, lots of vocabulary, in both English and Thai. I introduced the participants to the various sections of the site and noted that we produce content based on the latest news at three levels of difficulty: advanced, easy, and very easy. Most importantly, I suggested ways for the participants to use our materials effectively and, more generally, how to add news to their learning program. I, of course, am a lifelong learner of Thai, and when I hear an interesting word or phrase in English, I often think, how do you say that in Thai? And then I find out. This works very well the other way. For much of last week, there was news of a scientific mission to a Daohang. What's a Daohang? If you had taken a quick look at the Bangkok Post website, or better yet, the Learning Channel section, you would immediately find headlines like this one: Final Checks for First Ever Comet Landing. Obviously, the word you're looking for is comet. If you're a bit lazy, just looking at news photos and reading their captions will give you a vocabulary boost each day. I also stress the importance of listening to the audio files for stories. Not once, but many times. Each story we do has a download button, and within 30 seconds you can have your own MP3 file that you can play anytime you want. When I was learning Thai many years ago, I used to have my students record stories from my Thai textbook, and then I would listen to them 10 times or more while reading along with the text. When I first began, a passage like this one looked like a long series of Thai characters. Ka pen nok chanit nung, mi si dam, rao riek man wa ka, pro man rong ka, ka, ka. I didn't know where one word ended and another began. But after reading and listening many times, I magically began to see words instead of letters. I also had the students record the passages in the local dialect, Southern Thai, and I quickly learned how the pronunciation system differed from Central Thai. Within a year, I was speaking both dialects. It is with vocabulary, however, that following the news in English will give the biggest benefits. In the Learning Channel, we often define more than 100 words a day, and if you choose even 5 of them to remember, you will see a huge increase in your vocabulary over the course of a year. Cut and paste unfamiliar words from our vocabulary list and then make lists of your own. You might also want to cut and paste them into a free application like Quizlet, which will instantly convert them to flashcards and quiz activities for you. The Career in English Tour at AUA continues through November 19th, and we're planning activities for outside Bangkok as well.